2024-25 Shriver Hall Concert Series is opening with their first subscription concert on October the 6th. It's such a pleasure to welcome back to WBJC the Executive Director of the series, Catherine Cochran. Welcome back. I can just imagine you're absolutely ready to go.
Thank you so much. Yes, we're excited for the season.
I want to start off with the powerhouse pianists that you have lined up this year.
Yeah, we have three solo pianists this year. We open the season with Isa Takena Mason. She has appeared twice on our stage with her brother, Chelashekou, and is now making her much-deserved Baltimore solo debut. And she's exciting. She's having a real moment right now. She was featured earlier this summer on the opening night of the BBC Proms Festival. She just had an album come out, and she's got a great program anchored by Chopin's brilliant and really difficult third piano sonata. And then in the spring, we have two master senior artists with Leif Ove Andsnes in March. He is returning to Baltimore after 20 years. And so it's a very rare, very special appearance. He's an extraordinary Norwegian artist. And following two Nordic composers, his recital is anchored by another Chopin work, this one, the complete 24 Preludes, which are a series of real miniature musical gems through every major and minor key. And as a little cherry on top, we're excited that he'll be performing with us 2 days before his Carnegie Hall date. And then we close the season in June with Richard Good, who's a real senior statesman of the piano. And this will be his ninth appearance on our stage since 1969. So Shriver and Mr. Good have really grown up together. And he'll be playing Beethoven's Diabelli Variations. Throughout his career, he's been known for the Beethoven sonatas, but it was only during the pandemic that he felt ready and had the time to sit down and learn the Diabelli variations. It will be incredibly special to hear that.
And then Julius Drake with Ian Bostridge, just as a kind of bonus.
Absolutely. We've got Julius Drake, one of today's finest collaborative pianists with tenor Ian Bostridge. And then we also have Michelle Kahn, who's performing the Dvorak Piano Quintet with the Dover Quartet in February.
Who are the new musicians that you have this season round?
In December, we've got a Baroque ensemble called Acronym. It's a 10-piece group of strings with harpsichord and organ. Founded about 12 years ago, they've released 10 albums. And their program focuses on Vienna of the 17th century. So the same time as the Holy Roman Emperors and when the Ottomans were laying siege to the city, the city was a real crossroads of the Italian and the northern styles and coming together and creating the Stilus Fantasticus. And then we also have Pablo Ferrandez, the cellist, making his solo Baltimore debut in January. He's a fantastic Spanish cellist. He had a wonderful debut with the BSO last year, and now we bring him in recital. Frequent collaborator of Anne-Sophie Mutter. And we've got some new music as well. We are commissioning with Carnegie Hall and others for the Dover Quartet, a new piece by Jared Tate, who's a member of the Chickasaw Nation. And then some other composers who deserve to be highlighted and played more. So like Sofia Gubadailina, Clara Schumann, Jesse Montgomery, Eleanor Alberga, and others.
It's going to be the usual mix of wonder at the Shriver Hall Concert Series. This opens October 6th in the Shriver Hall, which is adjacent to the BMA. This is just really the tip of the iceberg. You can have a look at the full series at shriverconcerts.org. Thank you so much for bringing your enthusiasm and your expertise, Catherine Cochran.
Thank you.